Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As the World Trade Center towers fell 20 years ago, smaller, more personal crises were also playing out all over the country, including one about an organ donation between two children's hospitals, one in Nashville, the other in Houston, that was put in doubt when the entire country's airspace was closed to traffic. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer tells us what happened.
The world stood still to watch iconic towers collapsing on live TV and unthinkable carnage inside.
That is about as frightening a scene as you will ever see.
At the same time, in Nashville, a somber surgery was underway at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital to retrieve the liver of a baby organ donor. Jill Grandis still leads Tennessee Donor Services, which coordinates transplants in the region.
The staff person that was at the hospital, standing in the operating room, he called me and he said, "What are we going to do? No planes are allowed to leave the ground."
That baby's liver was supposed to be placed in a cooler and hitch a ride on a charter plane to Houston, and the clock was ticking. So Grandis says her only thought was to call air traffic control.
And believe it or not, 20 years ago in the Blue Pages, there was a listing for the tower.
To her surprise, someone picked up. Eventually, she talked to a supervisor who made her own calls. Tennessee Senator Bill Frist, a transplant surgeon before entering politics, intervened. On the other end, Dr. John Goss was awaiting the precious cargo.
I don't know that it could have happened anywhere else because they had this firsthand relationship with Bill Frist because of his, you know, his time as a physician.
With no commercial traffic in the sky and fighter jets protecting the borders and urban centers, the Tennessee Air Guard was cleared to fly. They revved up a C-130 cargo plane, big enough to transport a tank or a presidential limousine, to airlift a 10-ounce liver to Texas Children's Hospital. John Howard was one of the co-pilots.
We usually take some pretty interesting things in the back of a C-130, and that was probably the lightest payload next to being empty that I've ever flown in my life.
And it was a quiet ride. Howard says the crew was silent for the first half. There was real concern they could be shot out of the sky. They dropped the liver in Houston without even shutting down the engines. The transplant went smoothly, and baby Karina is now 20 years old and in college.
I was there, but I don't remember it.
We agreed not to use Karina's last name to protect her privacy. She says she seems to learn more of her own story with each 9/11 anniversary. And over time, her appreciation builds.
All these people who didn't know this little baby, who had no connection to this child, worked together on a day that really tested our nation.
As she transitions into adulthood, she says it's a story that increasingly inspires her to have the same kind of blind commitment to helping others. For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.